Survivors of sexual assault frequently confide in family and friends. Research is underway to examine how that impacts their recovery. According to national statistics, 1 in 5 women will be sexually assaulted in their lifetime, and that figure is slightly higher for women in college at 1 in 4. What's even more common is for a survivor to tell someone details about what happened.
Disclosure after a sexual assault can either really help survivors deal with what happened to them, or can actually really have a negative effect on them, depending on how the person reacted to them.
That's Dr. Bridget Welch, an assistant professor of sociology at Western Illinois University and the leader of a pioneer study analyzing the impact a sexual assault survivor's social network has on their recovery.
So if I tell my mom that I've been sexually assaulted and she has a reaction to me, that reaction's usually in the moment. But over time, she's going to go talk to other people, right? And that's going to change how she interacts with me. And so this larger network really is going to shape my outcomes because it's going to affect how other people are relating to me. And so this idea of how you should handle a disclosure is so vitally important. And maybe this research can bring that home.
Previous research on sexual assault has focused on how an individual or people in general have affected the survivor, but for this study, Welch and her team will interview the survivor, everyone she talked to about the assault, followed by everyone they told about it. She estimates needing to speak with 80 people to complete a single case. To participate in the study, applicants must be female, 18 or older, and have been sexually assaulted in Macomb.
And then they're going to analyze each of those disclosures in terms of their perceptions of the quality of that disclosure. For example, did they think the person was blaming them for their sexual assault? Or did they help them? Did they give them tangible aid, like saying, hey, here's the number for victim services, let's call them. Or I will help you go to the police if that's what you want to do, right? Because a negative thing is taking control again. You don't want to take control over them.
Welch has received a $65,000 grant from Western Illinois University for the study. Most of that money will go toward paying participants. Welch says she hopes to have all interviews collected before semester's end, then she'll apply for national grants in order to expand the study. So far, 13 women have volunteered since the call for participants went out late last week. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-States Public Radio News.